Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I want to share 21 things that I believe you should do or know before your 21st birthday. So let's jump right in. So I just turned 21 a few days ago, and I always loved reading those lists that are like, hey, like these are the 16 things you need to do before you turn 16, or 18 things you should like do or know before you turn 18, and so on. So I decided to share my own 21 before 21, because I feel like that's usually a big age for a lot of people, especially in America, kind of your first step in adulthood. So I think that these are, things either both fun or more serious one that I think you should incorporate and do in your own life. So here is my list. Number one, the first thing is you need to start a savings account. Everyone's circumstances are different, but I strongly urge you to start a savings account, putting in as much as your paycheck and your mandatory expenses allow you to. Even if that's just a few dollars every week or $25, if you can, up to $100 a month, to just directly transfer over into your savings account. What it does is just it gets you to start saving slowly, and then when you can start adding more and build that savings account from as early as an age as you can. That way, in a few years, maybe you turn 30 years old and your friends are all like, hey, let's go on that trip that we've all wanted. Now you can. Or if something bad goes on, you also have the money for that. So build that whenever you can. Number two. Next thing is you have got to start learning how to stand up for yourself and saying no when you don't want to do something. You don't have to be perfect at it, but start somewhere. Start by saying no to the small things that you were worried about saying no to before, or speaking up for yourself for something small. It really does take practice to do so, and I mentioned it in a few podcasts ago that I struggle to do this for sure myself, but like I said, if it's not something that you're used to doing, it's going to be kind of hard to do. So learn how to do it slowly, and you'll start building up the courage and the habit to start saying no and standing up for yourself and start standing up for other people too. Number three, travel in any way you can, near, far, with friends, or solo. I strongly recommend doing this at least once. It's so much fun to adventure somewhere new, get out of your daily routine, and there's something about leaving where I live that I feel kind of disconnected in a positive way to everyone back home. We recently went to, a few of us, to Big Bear, and it just felt really good to like not have, I guess, the responsibility to need to do anything with anyone else. Like we were all, our little crew was there, and it just kind of felt nice. I didn't really use my phone most of the trip, and it just kind of leaves a lot of your worries away for at least a little bit. And then of course I can't wait to come back home after a bit, but it just feels really nice. Tip number four. I think this is so important that I've heard people say before, but it's to never judge your own progress based off of where other people are currently at. You have got to know and accept this as early on as you can. And I didn't really realize this until I started listening to my own podcasts. Or not my own, but like listening to podcasts that I like and seeing, following other new influencers that kind of have like a positive effect, I guess. But you don't know how long someone has been working towards something. So if you're just starting out, you cannot compare yourself to someone who has already invested so much time and energy in it. And I just really need to remember, or you need you to remember that. Because a lot of people just look at where people are right now. If you look at where they are right now without even thinking about everything that they've spent their time on, then that's just going to misrepresent everything that they've done. Tip number five, find something that you love doing to have fun and relax. You've got to find something that you love to do when you just have random downtime. Find some type of hobby, or either you already have one but you need to actually start performing it, or if you don't have a hobby at all, you've never felt like you have found something, start discovering it. Start doing a whole bunch of different new activities until something actually sticks to you. Whether that's music, it can even be something like crafts, or if you come back from work and playing some video games helps you relax, then do that. As long as it's, you know, a healthy amount, obviously. Tip number six, which is in a very similar idea, but this time find something that you can do when you're completely stressed out. Sometimes when I'm stressed out, there's no way that I can do the normal like hobbies that I have. It just kind of sometimes irritates me more, especially when it comes to something creative. Sometimes if I'm already like super stressed, then having to come up with something creative just kind of stresses me out more. But figure out what that could be for you, whether that's writing or meditating. I love working out when I'm stressed. Whatever this could be, you've got to find something that, yeah, makes you feel more relaxed and more at peace for a little bit. Tip 7, start doing things by yourself. And I struggle with this. My mom's going to listen to this podcast and be like, Sandy, you need to learn this for yourself. And I'll be like, I know. But I have always loved doing things with other people, and I struggle to go out myself and do random activities such as like going to the movies alone, or there's a sunset place that I love to go at, but I suck at going alone. I always have to have friends with me. I used to be kind of better about that for some reason in high school. I hate getting groceries by myself. I hate going to the mall by myself, but every time I start actually doing it, it's never as bad as I think. I went to the mall the other week and it wasn't as bad being alone as I had imagined to, but that's my point. Do things for yourself. Go to the beach alone. Go to the movies alone. Do whatever you want to do alone. Practice being by yourself. Tip 8, make a plan to be financially stable. Whether you haven't been previously smart with your money or you've just acquired debt due to school or any other reason, you have got to start making a plan to start paying off anything that you owe. You'll feel much better in a few years, and having that plan really does give you a peace of mind. 9, go to a music festival. It's honestly so much fun. You don't need to be 21. You don't need to be drinking in order to have fun at them. When I went, I think I was 18, maybe 19, and I did not drink at all, but I had so much fun. It's just, you can either go by yourself or with some friends, but it's just really fun to be enjoying your favorite artists and also to discover new ones. I discovered a few artists that I had never heard of before and now have become some of my favorites. Number 10, do something fun with your look that you've never done before. I think the easiest is usually looking at the hair. So if you've never dyed your hair before, try bleaching it or going darker depending on what hair type you have. And if you're scared of cutting it short but kind of intrigued to, just do it once. If you want to add a fun color, do it now. I've dyed my hair now, the under part of it blue and now red. And there's literally no better time than when you're young to have fun with it. It's not going to be when you're, I don't know, in a few years in a main career. You might not want to just randomly dye your hair random colors at that point. But if you do want to do it then, good for you. But if you're kind of scared to, do it now. That nothing so bad is going to happen. And you can always just try to experiment with clothes too if you're not trying to mess with your hair. Tip number 11, learn to cook one dish that you absolutely love and can cook for other people. Does not have to be complicated whatsoever. I have become obsessed with this air fried chicken that I've made, and it's super easy, but every time I make it, everybody says that they just want to be able to taste it. So whether I send them Snapchat, FaceTime about it, show them, it looks so good. It tastes wonderful. So figure out like your own dish that you can also make. Number 12. I mentioned earlier to travel in any way you can, but I do want to add that if you can visit just one foreign country before you're 21 or at least very close to your early 20s, it's just so much fun, and experiencing a totally different culture is very interesting. And you can't do that if you stay in your own area. Plus, like what people always say, it's always much easier to travel when you're younger. So if you can, take a week off, for example, and just travel to somewhere new. Tip 13, visit somewhere different from your own city. So this literally could be just a drive away, spend a day, you don't even have to spend the night, something fun. If you've never seen a beach before, travel to the beach. If you're from a busy city, try going to the desert or the woods or any more nature area nearby. If you live by the beach, take a drive to the snow. Whatever you haven't seen before, go do it. Something more like, I guess, yeah, geographically different than where you normally are at. Tip 14, stay up all night with your friends. You choose doing what? You can either party, you can watch movies, play games, just choose something, or maybe you're going to do a mix of all of them and just do it all night long. It is so much fun to just stay up with your friends and do whatever the heck you want. And if you're not trying to stay more than 24 hours awake, then maybe you just crash when the sun comes up, and that's completely fine. But at least you got to say you spent the whole night awake with your friends doing whatever you wanted. Number 15, try something different. Even if you hate it, at least you can say you ate it. If you're a crazy picky eater, which is completely me, I hate trying new things, but sometimes I will. This is a terrifying one. But at least now I can say I've eaten octopus before. Literally just a couple days before my birthday, I was at this lunch with one of the companies I work for, and they told me I had to try octopus. And if I didn't like it, they would eat it for me. I tried a small little bite, and no, I did not like it. But at least I can say that I have, in fact, tried octopus while I think my entire family and for sure all of my friends have never been able to say that, at least not yet. Number 16. Make a bigger purchase that you're proud of. Now, don't go crazy. Make sure you can afford it and that it is a financially responsible decision. But ever since I was young, whenever I could buy something myself, I'd feel so proud. There's just something about kind of saving your money for this bigger item that you actually want. I've bought my last two laptops on my own. My first one I bought, I think, when I was in ninth grade, maybe 10th. And then I helped buy my car as well. Most of the technology that I have, I paid for myself. And honestly, what it does is just, it makes me feel so good, so proud. And it's very rewarding to, at whatever age you're at, to be able to save that money and make that bigger purchase. Tip 17. I guess we're getting towards the end right now. Try to make friends outside of your circle. Growing up, I was always friends with the same group, and not only did I not feel as close to them, especially as I grew up, but staying with them just kind of limited my social circle as well. I'm also kind of shy to meet new people, but as I got older, I started talking to people in my classes, and out of there, I made one of my best friends. And then I made one of my other good friends at the dorms my first year in college, and then my last one was from a work I had also my first year in college. And if it weren't for me trying to be social in these different circumstances, I would have never met them. And then through the one I met at one of my past jobs, I've actually worked some of my last three jobs with her now. She's helped me expand my own friend circle, which is amazing. And I celebrated my 21st birthday with a lot of people I would have never met if I hadn't socialized and branched out to meet their own friends too. So don't be afraid to try to reach out, go to different areas, try new things in order to meet those new people. Tip 18, don't be afraid to change paths. If you're in school and you're not feeling your subject anymore, change majors. I had a friend who went from business into nursing, and that's completely okay. She was halfway through college, but at least now she's doing something that she's going to completely love doing and she's actually passionate about. And I can't insist that enough. Yes, you may need to spend a few extra years in school, but at least you're going to be doing something you actually love after. And if you're starting in a career right now or in the path to be, and you're not feeling in your heart that it is something that you actually want to do, same thing, change it, try something new. There's never a bad time to change courses in life, but if there's one great time to do it, it is when you're young. So if you're not feeling what you're already doing right now, swap it before it gets a little more complicated to do so. Tip 19, if you've never started your credit before, you need to start now. You guys may find a theme that I really like talking about money here. I believe that I'm kind of good with money, and so whenever I can, I try to give advice about how to save and how to spend responsibly. So that's why there's so many of these tips in here. But yes, you need to start your credit. Whether that's through a loan or credit cards, you have to start building your credit. If you know you aren't too good with your money, I recommend just starting something super small. Use a credit card just for example, your groceries that you always do, or just a card for gas. That way you can't overspend because it's just your usual amounts. You just happen to be taking them over to a credit card rather than cash or a debit card. But then if you really need to, lock it away or just put it away in a different wallet, in a drawer, whatever it takes for you to not spend any more than you have to. Tip 20. Start taking care of your mental health. Your mental health is so important and just as important as your physical health. If you're not doing well, talk to friends, family, coworkers, or even a therapist if you're open to it. Find things to do and methods to cope with whatever you're dealing with. And just remember, for yourself or for anybody else, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there and that it's not important. So do pay attention to your own mental health. And tip 21. My very last piece of advice is to do what you want to do and what makes you happy. You're about to be 21, or you're likely around there if you're listening to this. And you can't keep doing things to make other people happy all the time, especially if it's affecting you. Try to do one thing a day that you know makes you happy, as small or as big as this may be. If you're having a packed, stressed day, that one thing that makes you happy could just be grabbing a quick coffee on your break or before work, after work, or taking a bubble bath at night if that's what you like to do. Whatever you choose to do, make sure it makes you happy or at least helps you achieve something in the end. Because if it doesn't, what's the point? And I suppose a small bonus tip, just don't stress too much. If you're constantly stressing, you'll likely skip out on those little small happy moments that will in fact just kind of make your life better. And I know it's not easier. I know it's not always as easy as just saying to not stress as much. But like I said, just try to focus on one small little happy moment at a time. Stress is inevitable, but try to limit it. And when you can, focus on, the small things. That's really, I just try to tell that to all my friends whenever I can. If you're super stressed, it's one small thing at a time. And then if you have a day off or something, just do something that really does keep you having fun. Now, that's all I have for you today, and if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a quick weekly summary. So, you may have noticed that I did not upload last week, and then kind of depending on when this uploads, it might be 2 weeks now. Honestly, these last 2 weeks have been hectic in many ways, and I just did not feel the usual creativity I normally have and the excitement about a certain topic that I usually have enough to be able to create these episodes. And I decided that if I couldn't come up with a topic that I was truly passionate about or I thought would give you some form of entertainment or advice like I normally try to do, then there was no point. I didn't want to upload something that was just kind of halfway made or I wasn't even really interested for myself. So I skipped out, and after debating a few days, I am now back. I have been mostly focused on work and studying for my personal training certification that I mentioned last episode, but I also celebrated my own 21st birthday on the 18th, and I had a few celebrations these last few days with family and friends on the few nights I had off, so it really threw me off, completely off track, since I didn't have my usual off days to work on my other stuff, whether that's Bolt Centennial or my other works as well. But I am sharing this with you not at all to complain that I've just been busy, but mostly to say that being busy and sometimes having your schedule being completely derailed is normal. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong or that you failed yourself. Not at all. It just means you had to figure out a different way to do things during that time. And you may not have hit your usual key things such as working out or working on different parts of you or your life that you want to, but guess what? When it all slows down, you can start getting in a rhythm again. You're going to get back to those good habits you had, and it's going to be A-okay. So I just want you to remember that the next time you get extremely stressed out because it seems like you're just running in every direction and you're not feeling as motivated to take part in your usual activities, that's okay. Focus on what you have going on, and when you can, get back to it. I can tell you, for me, I've kind of slacked on working out, but that's perfectly fine. I'm back on it this week and I'm doing well, and I have taken some extra time to myself. I ended up buying an Xbox, and now I keep playing Fortnite for some reason. But after being so stressed and tired at the end of the day, it does feel nice to just be able to be with my friends on Fortnite and just kind of relax. So that's okay as long as I get back to it, which I am. So if you ever find yourself kind of out of the loop like that, just get back on it when you can as well. But with that, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.